Vayter and Shasra and Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Ches, picking up on the very top of the page. So we were discussing about different Edom, different relatives of the Nile that work together. So it says, Gemara Ashkan Avos, Abadim, Abadim, Avos. Right, we found that you can't have that, uncles with nephews and nephews with uncles. Vekolchei Avos, Abadim, Dadin, certainly not those, their fathers to each other, meaning the brothers. Bottom la bottom, you know, what do we learn? Bottom la bottom, that is cousins, that the children of these fathers, that they can't be. Rashi says, the Katani b'masisa ben achi aviv pasolo, ben achi from the brother, the son of your father's brother, aka your first cousin. Where do we learn that out from? That they can't be edim for each other. Im Kane says Gemara Lichtov Kra Lo Yumsu Avos Al Ben. My banim, banim is including in that category also, first cousins. Says the Gemara Ashkechan Banim LaDadi. Okay, so we find cousins, they can't testify one against the other. What about banim LaAlma Minala? Can they? Do we learn out that they can't join forces in order to go testify against somebody else? It's a svara that they will not work. The Tanya. I was going to the Brisa. If you have two Edom, they come along and they testify about something. They say, this man killed a man, therefore he should be chayv misa. You have other Edom come along and they zomify that first Ed, those first Edom, right, the first set. And they say, how could you say that? Then they get what they tried to give. But the rule is that it doesn't happen unless both of them get zomified. And if you want to say that these boys can go out, they can do to others, it ends up being that one of them is being killed from the other. Says Rashi, "Di lav de acid hai krovo behed." If this other one had been testifying by day, then love and mikdal, he wouldn't be killed. So nimta banim mesim zelzeh, brothers are killing one to the other. And therefore you can come out that two relatives are not able to join in order to be witnesses, even for someone else. Amar Rava, velit hameich, according to you, we have ourselves with another problem. Had the tanan of gor back in Bava Basra. Oh yeah, the Mishnah says, shlosh achim, ve'echa mitzarif imam. Let's say you have three brothers, they testify. Each one is testifying. Just a reminder of the case that we're talking about over here, and that is that we know that if you have somebody who stays on the land for three consecutive years and he gets a chazaka to it, but he has to bring a raya that they was like that. So if you have shlosha achin, three brothers, v'echad mitstarif imayin, you have one that's mitstarif for each different year. So if you're one, you have brother one, mitstarif with this random guy, then brother two, mitstarif with the guy, brother three, mitstarif for each successive year. Hari elu gimel edios, this is considered three separate testimonies. V'hein edus achas hazama, and they can consider, but they're considered one testimony reference to hazama. So according to you, we should say, nimsa eid zomim mishali mamun be'edus achiv. It turns out that a Zomim witness is going to be paying money because of his brother's testimony, which can't be, right? Because we know that what ends up happening, if they end up getting caught as Zomimim, then they'd have to pay the amount to the field that they would have caused the person to be losing. And over here, since you have that these three brothers are basically connected because you have to have 3 years and each one is doing one of those years, even though they're not combining with each other, they're doing it individual years at this random person, still nonetheless, it ends up being that Nimse Eid Zomim Mishal Mom Bezos Achiv. Ella, Hazama Me Almakasi. We have to say that the Hazama comes because of a Ma'alma, like an external situation, not from the fellow witness. Asachanami. And here also we should say the same thing, Hazama Ma'almakasi. It's coming from an external shtickle, and therefore it should actually work out. It should work out. So the Hazama is happening with the testimony of the second pair of witnesses who knocked out the first. So, same thing over here also. So, Rabbi Rechama's shtickle doesn't teach us that two relatives can't testify together as a pair. So the Gemara now finds another makor to knock off these two of them working together. Ela im kein lichtav kra ubein al avos. Inami heim al avos. My ubanim Why does it say the word ubarim? Afilu barim la'alma, which means afilu barim, even the sons, in reference to other people. Says Gemara, Ashkechan krovei av. So we found a source that's going to disqualify the relatives of a that are coming through of the father. Krovei eminalan. How do we know that if they're relatives via the mother, like it's a mother's brother, then it's Amakra avos trezimni. It says avos two times. If it's not necessary to have those two times for the krovei av, let it be for the relatives of the mama. Ashkechon lechova. We find this makor here to disqualify his relatives lechov. Somebody's going to be bad for the relatives. Right? The pasuk that we mentioned speaks only of not allowing a person to be killed because of his relatives' testimony. So it refers to a case where they want to testify to show the guilt. L'schus b'nolan. What about if they want to be mezakeh someone? They want to benefit somebody. Could that work? So no, it doesn't. Tamakra yumsu trei zimni. Has the word will be put to death two times. So if it's not for the idea of chov of bad, then today l'schus. Let it be for schus. Says Gemara. Ashkechan b'dine nefashos. How can we find this is in reference to dine nefashos? But b'dine mamonos b'nolan. How do we know this also applies to dine mamonos when it's talking about cash money? Amar Kral, the pasuk says, mishpat echad yelechem. There's one law for you, mishpat hashav lechem, which is telling you that you have an equal law, whether we're talking about cash money or we're talking about killing the honey. Right, killing. Amar Rav comes and he says, Achi Abba lo yoid li hu ubeno v'chasano. Afani lo oid lo ani ubeni v'chasani. This is one of these, I'm my own grandpa type of shtekelich. Rav says, my father's brother can't testify about me and he, his son, or his son-in-law. Right? So he can't testify about me. He can't do that, and his son can't do it, and his son-in-law can't. And I also can't testify about him, meaning my father's brother, my uncle. Not only I can't, but my son can't, and my son-in-law can't. Okay, this like sounds like Yavamas days.
Frek the Gemara Famai, why is there such a distant relationship? You want to say that I can't testify against my uncle, but you're going to say it can't be my son or the son-in-law against the great-uncle? Havali shlishi berishon. This is a case of third level going against a first level. That's pretty far relative. Rashi's b'nei shlishihu v'achei abba rishon d'abba v'achei rishon v'ani sheni u'b'nei shlishi v'amrav d'shlishi lo yayi berishon. We learned in the Mishnah that a sheni, second level, can't go to second level. Sheni b'rishon tanan, but shlishi b'rishon lo tanan. We can go in sheni to rishon, but we can go third, level three to level one. So what's going on over here? It says Gemara, my chasanu de ketani b'masnisim. What does it mean? Chasan b'no. What does it mean when it says son-in-law? It means his son's son-in-law. So it comes out now that it's not a third to first, but rather the Mishnah is disqualifying someone's cousin's son-in-law, which is a second level to a third level. It says Gemara, v'lisne ben b'no. Let us just say straight up ben b'no. And for the Gemara, milsa agav orchi kamash malan, it wants to teach you a point along the way. The baal ki'ishto, the husband is like his wife when we talk about relationships. Rashi says, the boy lashmi'in and shlishi pasul nakat chasan b'no dashmin and nami baal ki'ishto. Fact of Gemara, ve'ela ha, de tani rebechia, shmone avos shehein esrim ve'arba. There are eight avos of, you know, categories that are disqualified that include 24 individual cases of relatives. Now, if it's true that even third level relations are disqualified, hani tlusin v'tartanavi, then it ends up to be not 24, but rather 32 individual cases. And since we only say 24, we see that he's not explaining the Mishnah's shtickle of his son-in-law is talking about third generation. Ella liolam, rather, comes the Gemara to explain, really, liolam chasanu mamish, really means his chasan straight up, right, his son-in-law. V'amai karle chasambano, so why does Rav call him the son's son-in-law? Kevin de me alma, k'asi k'dor acher dami, since he comes into the family from the outside, meaning he's coming in via marriage, he's considered removed like another generation. No, it's not another generation. In fact, that's really true, that a son-in-law is considered one level removed from his blood-related relative, then havalei shlishi b'sheni, then it would be even a third level relative by a second level that the Mishnah would say is no good. V'rav achshar shlishi b'sheni. But Rav, he paskins that a third level relative to testify about a second level relative is what? Right. One second. Havali shlishi, havali shlishi b'sheni. However, we know that Rav achshar shlishi b'sheni, he allowed that. So Rav couldn't have understood the Mishnah like we're explaining. Ella Rav the Amr Krabi Elazar, the Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Geshem Sha'achi Abba Lo Ya'id Li Hu Ubino V'chasano, just like my father's brother can't testify about me, or his son or his son-in-law, right, they're also not able to, so Kach Ben Achi Abba Lo Ya'id Li Hu Ubino V'chasano, so too my father's brother's son can't testify about me, or his son can't, or his son-in-law. So like Sir Belazar holds, like Rav, that a third-level relative is disqualified from Eidos. Says the Gemara, V'akati havali shlishi b'sheni. Still, a third level is, concerning a second level, V'rav achshir shlishi b'sheni. V'akati havali shlishi b'sheni. Still, that's what it ends up being. And Rav matters that to be. So how could it be the Belazar's view? I can be the source of Rav. And for the Gemara, Rav, Savalik of Asei Bechada, Apollo Bechada, Rav holds like him in one, and he argues with him in one. He agrees with Belazar that he disqualified the third level relative, but he disagrees with Belazar the fact that he disqualifies a third level relative even by a second level. My time with the Rav, what's Pshat and Rav? Like, where does he get his Pshat from? The Amar Kra lo yumsu avos habanim ubanim. The Rabbah's door achad. This includes an extra generation. For Elazar, where does he learn out? A third level relative can't testify, even by a second level. Al banim amarachana. Pasuk says al banim psule de avos shade abanim, which is teaching that to throw away those disqualified for the fathers on the sons. Wow, this is delicious. Now, I'm Rav Nachman. Achi chamosi lo yoedli. My mother-in-law's brother can't testify about me. Ben achi chamosi lo yoedli. My mother-in-law's brother's son can't testify about me. Ben achos chamosi lo yoedli. My mother-in-law's sister's son cannot disqualify. Right, I'm sorry, can't testify about me. V'tana Tuna and the Tana Ramishta also taught this idea, Bal Achoso, Ubal Achos Aviv, Ubal Achos Imo, Hein Uvenehem V'chasnehem. The sister's husband, the father's sister's husband, and the mother's sister's husband, they and their sons and their sons-in-law. Ooh, a lot of beautiful charts here. I'm Rav Asher. Rav Asher comes in. He says that Ki Avinan Be Ula Ibaylan, when we were in the house of Ula, we asked, Achi Chamiv Mao, what's the din about one's father-in-law's brother? So your uncle through marriage, basically. Ben Achi Chamiv Mao, and what's going to be the din by one's father-in-law's brother's son? So that's your cousin through marriage. Ben Achos Chamiv Mao. What about the one's father-in-law's sister's son?
Amalani says, Tinisu, we're linked to the Mishnah. Achiv, Vachi Aviv, Vachi Imo, Heinu B'neim V'Chasneim. Right? The brother, the father's brother, and his mother's brother, they, their sons, and their sons-in-law. Rav Ikla L'Mizban. Rav went to somewhere he wanted to go and to buy. Beep, turn the page. Chav Chasam is Gvile. He wanted to buy. Gvile is, says Rashi, Klafim. He wanted to buy a parchment. Bo Mine, so they asked around a little bit about him. They Samaush Yoyi the Adam Beishas Chargo. What's the din in reference to whether one can testify about his stepson's wife? And so they asked him this question. And Basura Amru Baal Kishton. So they say a husband is like his wife. But Visa Amri Isha Kabaila, he says that a wife is like her husband. When he was up there, when they asked him, and they said, what's the din, whether one can testify about his stepson's wife? In other words, that is one's wife's son's wife. Besura Amru and Suri Amri, they said, Balkishto, that a husband is like his wife. But with this Amri Isha Kabaila, and they said that a wife is like her husband. But basically it comes out to be the same thing. A husband and wife, they are one shtickle Torah. Beautiful. Tamar Avonim Rav Nachman, Minayin Cha'isha Kabaila. I don't know, the wife is like a husband. The pasuk says, Ervas of Achi Avicha, Lo Segales Ishto, Lo Sikrov Dodos Chahi. Don't uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. Do not approach his wife. She's your aunt. But she is not his... The uncle's wife, it's not really his real aunt, this is through marriage, but they're called an aunt. The Isha Gabayla, that the woman is like the husband. Okay, beautiful. The next part of the Mishnah. Ubal Imo Hu Ubano V'Chasano. His mother's husband, he, his son, and his son-in-law. Now, what I have to teach you, the mother's husband's son is disqualified, right? But no, Hainu Achiv. That's the mother's husband's son is the same as somebody's brother. He just said, but no, Hainu Achiv. Rav Yirmiyah lo nitzcha ela la'achi ha'ach. The Mishnah's talking about a case where what? One's mother's husband's son was necessary only for the case of a brother's brother, which means the stepfather's son from another woman. Ooh. Brother from another mother. So the son is the stepson's brother's brother. When the stepson has a half-brother, we have the same mother, and that half-brother is the half-brother from the same father of the stepfather's son. Whoa. Now, even though the stepson has no parent, there's no common parent with his brother's brother, he's still considered related to him, since his own half-brother is a half-brother to that son, which is unbelievable. So it's incredibly extended, but the extensions are related. Rav Chista Achsher Ba'achia Ach. Rav Chista qualified a brother's brother. They allowed him to go ahead to testify. And they said to him, Lo Shmiel Achad Rabbi Yirmiyah, you hear what he said? Right, that it's disqualified. It's possible when you have a brother's brother. Amar lo, he says lo shmili. He said, no, I actually didn't hear that. Plomar lo severely, meaning I don't hold like that. I don't agree like that. Effectively, achi hainu achiv. If that's true, then it ends up being his own brother. So tana achiv min av, katani achiv min aim. Tana says a psul of that from a brother from a father, and the other one says a brother from a mother. Amar of chista. Avi chasen v'avi kalam eden zetzet. The father of the groom and the father of the bride can testify about one another. Velo damu, the father of the groom and the father of the bride. So mechutanim. Velo damu la dadi eliki achla ladana. They're not more connected to one another than a barrel is to a cover which doesn't fit well. They're not related at all, even though their kids are married to one another. Amar Rav of Chana, made Adam Leishto Arusa, husband can testify for his wife that in the state of Arusin, when they only did Arusin. Amravina Larman Ella Fukimina. This is only said if it's to remove from her, in other words, to take away money from her. But if the testimony is there to get money for her, then no, he's not believed, right? So when we said first, made Adam Lishtarusa, you could do it, that is to remove the money, but not to get it for her. Frank the Gemara, and it says, no, Velo, he's not really true. Lo Shnala Fuki, Lo Shnala Eluye, Lo Mehen, we don't believe him either way. Why Daitach? Like, what's Pshat? Why is it that you would allow them to go ahead and to testify for the Arusa? Meaning, why is it we don't paskin like that, right? And that we say that Hitaka, we can testify. My daitach, why would that be the case? Could the Amr of Chia Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Ishta Arusa, in the case of a woman who they're engaged, then they, let's say she dies, Rahman of the son, what's it then? Lo Onain, he's not in Onain to her, Velo Metamila, and if he's a coin, he can't become Tami to her, Vachain he, and similar. Is a flip that, let's say, the guy ends up dying low in Nenis, she's not considered an Onenis to him. And Mesa in a Yersha, if she dies, he doesn't now inherit her. Meaning, when the Arusa dies, he doesn't inherit her. Mesu Govak Subasa, if he dies, she gets a Ksuba. But we see that they're not considered related at all. And therefore, we should say that's enough when this Arus says to be able to go in to testify. Says Gemara, Hasam, you can't compare because Hasam b'she'eru tala rachmana. When it comes to Tuma and Yerusha, that's connected to the idea of she'era. Akati lav she'era, not yet considered a close relative. But hacha mishum ikrivo daitehu. This is because of the closeness of das. They feel very close to one another. That's why they're going to be possible. V'ha ikrivo daite legabe in tachlis. They have a close relationship, and therefore, it's going to be possible. You're not allowed to go ahead and testify for the Arus. Okay. Chargo levado, and the Mishnah said, a stepson alone. Stepson alone. Tana Rabbanan. Chargo levado, his stepson alone is possible from testifying. Ibiosi Omer Giso. He says his brother-in-law, Vatani Yidach, we have another Brisa, Giso Levado, only his brother-in-law, his pasul, Yehuda Amr Chargo, he says his stepson. Okay, so my kamar. Well, what's being said over here? Ilimach kamar, if you want to say that, what it means to say is that that's what it's saying, that Chargo Levado, Vehu Adin Leiso, Yehuda's saying the first Brisa, that the stepson is alone going to be pasul, and he agrees that the same would be when it comes to the brother-in-law. Right, one's brother-in-law also is the only one that's going to be puzzled, but not his son or son-in-law. V'asar Yossi l'meimar giso levado v'hu adin l'chargo. And Rav Yossi is coming to say that the brother-in-law, only by himself, only he's going to be puzzled. And the same would also apply to his stepson. Then the Mishnah says that his brother-in-law, he, his son, and his son-in-law, are going to be possible. Mani, who's that going like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Rabbi Yossi, is that going either one? Because both of them are going to be that the brother-in-law alone is disqualified. Ve'alach kamar. Maybe what you want to say is what's saying is chargo levado, aval giso hu ubeno v'chasano. Also, Rabbi Yossi, the mimar, this is coming to say the giso levado, aval chargo hu ubeno v'chasano. His brother-in-law alone is disqualified, but his stepson, in reference to his stepson, he and his son and his son-in-law are going to be apostle. V'elahad d'tani Rav Chia, but hold on, how does that make sense? Because he says, Shmona Avos, Jemesim v'arba, eight principal categories of relatives that are going to be apostle, which is including 24 of these relatives. Come on. Who's that going like? Lok Rabbi Yosef, Lok Rabbi Yosef, Lok Rabbi either one, because both of them are going to agree that only one of the two is going to be disqualified alone. Ela hachkamar. Rather, this is what it means to say. Chargo levado aval giso hu b'no v'chasana. Rabbi Yehuda says that his stepson alone is possible, but in reference to his brother-in-law, he, his son, and son-in-law are going to be possible. Also, Rabbi Yehuda says, remember, giso levado v'koshkein chargo. He says that his brother-in-law alone is going to be possible, and certainly his stepson alone is going to be pasuk, because a stepson is one level removed from the brother-in-law. Masis Rabbi Huda Braisa Rabbi Yossi. And therefore the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Huda, and the Braisa is going to Rabbi Yossi. This is Gemara, Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Yossi, halacha is like Rav Yossi. Okay. Story time. Ahu matanta dahave hasimi Allah tre gise. There was a shtar matana, a gift document, where you had two brothers-in-law that were signed as witness. You have husbands of two sisters. You have two sisters. Each one is married. And their husbands came and they signed on as Adam. Now, even though a shtar signed by two relatives as Adam is no good, so Rav Yosef Lachshu, Rav Yosef wanted to say that this is actually okay. Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Allah Rav Yosef. Says Allah goes according to Rav Yosef. Therefore, brothers-in-law are not going to be puzzled as relatives because they're not going to yorish one to the next. Amar Le Abaye, you might Rav Yosef, the Masnisin, the Machshir B'Giso. How do you know? Where do you know that Shmuel is talking about Yossi in our Mishnah, who the Machshir B'Giso, who qualifies the brother-in-law, says he can go and testify because he's not a Yerush. Dilma Rabbi Yossi the Braisa, the Pasuk B'Giso. Maybe Shmuel was talking about Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, who disqualifies that of a brother-in-law. For the Gemara, looks like a Dach. Nay, wouldn't have thought that. Rav Yosef is responding. You have thought that the Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel said that what type of brothers-in-law are disqualified? Kegon ano Pinchas Davina Achi V'Gisei. Shmuel and his brother, who was Pinchas, were married to sisters. And so he says that like me and Pinchas, who are brothers and brothers-in-law, Aval Gisei the Alma Shapardami, but for brothers-in-law in general, they can actually testify. Vidilma can go, in fact, the Gemara Vidilma Ka'ona, no, Pinchas Mishum de Giso Kamar. Maybe Shmuel, in the example of me and Pinchas, maybe he said the example of me and Pinchas to show the case of one's brother-in-law. Amar Leiv Yosef said that to the one who got the Matana, Zilkanya be'edei misira. Go and acquire the matana by bringing witnesses to the delivery of it. Rabbi Elazar goes according to Rabbi Elazar. That goes according to edei misira. Right, the people that saw that it was given over. Frak the Gemara v'ha'amar Rabbi Abba moder Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyv mitochol shupasol. Even Rabbi Elazar agrees, even b'edei misira, that a shtar that is inherently flawed is going to be no good, right? Even if you have Edom that they see what's going on. So how is bringing these Edom over here going to help us out over here, that he's going to get the Matana? Amar Lei says to him, Zil, go, lo shafka li, to sfinilach. They don't allow me to give the Matana to you. As your shtar, signed by these witnesses that are related to one another, is no good. It can't be used. It's worthless. Okay, friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.